Hello, word nerds, and welcome to the dictionary. Hey, we're talking about the words today. My name is Spencer Parks, and this is the place where I get to talk about all the stuff through the way that I see the world, I guess. That's what that is. This morning, I had a realization that I think there's a connection between my brain and my mouth, and I think that to process things better, I need to say them out loud. I don't know what it is. Maybe the brain is broken a little bit. I can think about things. I can process things in my brain alone. But then, for some reason, when it comes out of my mouth, when I say it out loud, that's when I can understand it better. If somebody's teaching me something, I think I have to say it out loud. This podcast, I have to say these things out loud so I can sort of talk through what it is. You know, it's just the way some people's brains work. You gotta work it out. You gotta say it out loud, right? Right. Anyway, I just had that realization this morning of like, okay, yeah, like when I was a kid, I would mouth the words as I was reading, and I think it just helps me to process. Okay. So let's do some more of that. Let's say some stuff out loud. The first word in this episode, by the way, I'm going to try to say what episodes these are. I'm going to try and keep track of that as I record. This is F4. F4. The first word is face-off. So at the end of the last episode, we had face-off, two words with a hyphen. This one is just two words, no hyphen. It is an intransitive verb from 1948, and it is to be in or come into opposition or competition, as in politicians facing off against each other in a televised debate. They are facing off. They have come into opposition or competition. Right now, going through a very weird time politically as I record this, because, and this example is perfectly ties into this televised debate, because not a long time ago, not in this very galaxy, in this very solar system, there was a debate between two presidential candidates, and it did not go well for one of them, and that spurred on a conversation. They faced off against each other. That spurred on a conversation about one of them dropping out. And just yesterday, as I'm recording this, Joe Biden did officially drop out. And we're going to see what happens. So there's going to be more face-offs in a political debate style probably coming up. We'll see, I guess. But, you know, by the time that you're hearing this, this airs in early October. Oh, it's going to be a whole different climate, and we're only 1 month away from the actual election. Anyway, we got to move on from this. No, we don't want to talk about that. I don't want to ever face off against anybody. I don't. And if I didn't say it in the last episode, I got to call out that show, Face Off, special effects makeup, super cool stuff that they were making. They were facing off against each other. That's what it was. And they were also making things, their faces and face off. They would take the face off. And of course, the movie Face Off is insane. Okay, let's make a sound effect, which is... What is it? Bloop-a-doo-bloop. There we go. The next word is face plant. Two words with a hyphen. Noun from 1982. And it's like weeds growing out of your nose and out of your ears and out of your mouth. Just beautiful plants growing out of your face. No, of course, that's not what this is. This is a sudden face first fall. Face plant. You fall over and your face smacks onto the ground, onto the floor, whatever it is. And that, I think, really hurts and has a high potential of breaking your nose, maybe knocking out some teeth. This is not how you want to do this. I think skateboarders do a lot of face plants. That's it for that one. 1982, did it come from the skateboard world, maybe? I mean, that's That's when it was really, really taken off in 1982. Faceplant. And what's the plant part? When you plant down, is that what it is? Is that where the word comes from? Plant? I don't know. But a faceplant is not what anybody wants to do. Bloop, 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 bloop. Next is faceplate. One word, noun from 1841. Number one, a disc fixed with its face at right angles to the live spindle of a lathe for the attachment of the work. It is a disc, so probably just a round, flat disc, fixed with its face at a right angle to the live spindle of a lathe. So, I mean, I think I understand this. There's a lathe that's spinning. Maybe it's shaped like this. It's going horizontal, and then the face plate is put perpendicular to that end. And what do you use this for? To the live spindle of a lathe for the attachment of the work. Maybe you could put things on it. I don't know. There's lots of different types of face plates, I believe. Like maybe this one, 2A. A protective plate for a machine or device. It's a protective plate. Maybe it's to protect your face. So you don't do a face plant into the face plate. 2B. Is a protective cover for the human face. This one is very specifically a protective cover for the human face, as of a diver. This literally is this somebody diving down deep into the water, diving down deep, and they need a protective face cover, or is this a different kind of diver? What are we talking about here? Protective cover for the human face as of a diver. Do divers need face plates? I don't know. Number three, the glass front of a cathode ray tube on which the image is seen. And so that's, I don't know what sort of cathode ray tube, I don't know what these are exactly, but I guess there's an image to be seen, and so there's a glass thing in the front. And it's on the front of the cathode ray tube. It's the face of the tube. And it's just a plate. It's just a flat plate. So that's why I call it a face plate. The face plate, face planted. Okay, next. Bloop, 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 bloop. I don't know what is happening to this sound. Next is facer. Noun from the 15th century. Number one, one that faces is a facer. The camera is a facer facing me, and I'm facing the camera, so we're facers. We are facing off in this debate. That's it, facer, a facer. But we have number two. This is British. A sudden, often stunning check or obstacle. That check or obstacle is stunning, and it is sudden. It is a facer. A stunning check or obstacle. Now, this makes me think of, like, similar to faceplant. Maybe you have hit an obstacle. Something came out all of a sudden, and you hit it, and you went down. And you, oh, he had a facer. Can he do this in a British accent? There are so many British accents, and he can barely do one, let alone all the British accents. Oh, he had a facer when he hit that stunning obstacle. Meh. I give it a 25%. Bloop, 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 bloop. Next is face saver. Two words with a hyphen. You need a face saver, which could be a face plate when you do a face plant, a.k.a. a facer. Noun from 1923. This is something as a compromise that saves face. Ah, and I think we talked about this a couple episodes ago. We were talking about losing face. I don't remember exactly where that was. But so this is not a physical thing. This is not like a lifesaver that you can put on your face to save it. This is when you are more metaphorically trying to save your face. And so it's a compromise. So it's like, oh, okay, well, I'll do this for you because it's gonna make me not so embarrassed in a situation. I don't know. I go to very basic levels because that's as far as my brain can go. very basic explanations of things. So yeah, that was a face saver. Oh, it saved my face when I made that compromise. It saved my embarrassment in the situation. Face saving is an adjective or a noun. And I'm sorry I can't give a better explanation, but I hope that's close enough if you are confused. Bloop, 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 bloop. Next is Facet. F-A-C-E-T. There is a company, I think that they're still around in Chicago. Yeah, I think I actually walked past it not that long ago. I never took a full advantage of this, but it's called Facets. And they are, I think, like a film distribution company or something like that for movies that tend to be very not well-known. Indie, cult, foreign, things like that. Artistic, abstract. I don't know. I think they have like a very unique catalog of movies. And so if you're interested in that, you should check out Facets. Maybe I'll put a link in the show notes. But what is a facet? It is a noun from 1625, number one. A small plane surface, a plane surface. Okay. An example would be on a cut gem. So a gem is cut, a diamond is cut into all these different facets on it. They are faces. I mean, they call them facets maybe because they're tiny little. It says to see the brilliant illustration, and I think I remember talking about that when we got to the word B, I guess. Brilliant, I think it showed different types of gem cuts and stuff. Number two for facet. Any of the definable aspects that make up a subject as of contemplation or an object as of consideration. I think I need to read this one again. Any of the definable aspects that make up a subject or an object. Are we literally talking about like the subject of a sentence or the object of a sentence? This one's a little confusing to me. I'm not going to lie. Can I sit with it longer and figure it out? Maybe. Am I going to do that? No. Number three, the external corneal surface of an ommatidium. Oh, I need to look up this word. I know where I can look up this word. I can go to the dictionary to look up this word. Or I can bring up this screen. Ommatidium. I hope I'm spelling this right. It is a unit that makes up the compound eyes of arthropods such as crustaceans, insects, and millipedes. Okay, so yes, so because they have these compound eyes, their eyes are made up of all these facets. The external corneal surface. Yep, makes sense. Okay, number four. A smooth, flat, circumscribed anatomical surface as of a bone. What sort of bones have facets? It is a smooth, flat, circumscribed anatomical surface. Do all the bones have facets? I didn't know that you could use the word facet to describe a bone. I don't know. Faceted. That is an adjective, and you can spell it with one T or two T's. Yeah, it's just from French, facette, which is a diminutive of face. So it's just a little face, a tiny little face. Oh, my face is so tiny. Bloop, 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 beep. Next is facete, F-A-C-E-T-E. Facete, adjective from 1603. This is archaic. And the synonyms are facetious and witty. And we're going to see facetious later in this episode. So just think about that later. Bloop, 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 bloop. Next is facetii. Facetii or facetii, which I think is a little bit easier to say. But facetii is also a fun word to say. It is spelled F-A-C-E-T. I-A-E. Noun, it is plural, from the 1529. This is witty or humorous writings or sayings. Oh, that was so funny, that thing that you said. That was a facetious. This is clearly very old. This word is from the plural of facetia, which means jest. Okay, I like that. That's like jester, making jokes. Ah, you're jesting with me. From facetus, which means elegant or witty. And yeah, so it's just a whole bunch of just funny things. Elegantly witty jests. Facetii. Okay. Bloop, 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 bloop. FaceTime is next. Two words. I do not believe that this... Well, maybe it is. I don't know. Let's read. Let's read and find out. FaceTime, number noun. It's a noun from 1978. Number one, the amount of time one spends appearing on television. Very specifically, television. How much FaceTime did that actor get when they were on the TV show? When they did that segment on that news channel, the cook came in to do a segment on the news channel to show how to cook something. Oh, this is a fun thing that you can make. You can make these hot dogs for summertime, and then we're gonna show you how to make hot dogs. How much FaceTime? Oh, they only got 3 minutes of hot dog time. FaceTime. With the hot dog. Hot dog FaceTime. Okay. That was about TV time. Number two is time spent in a face-to-face meeting with someone. We got to get that FaceTime so we can have the meeting. We don't want to do a phone call. We got to see their faces. We got to see their reactions. And it's just it's amount of time. Could we have a 20-minute FaceTime meeting, please? Okay. We'll do it. Number three, time spent at one's place of employment, especially beyond normal work hours. I didn't realize that it had to be beyond normal work hours. I thought it was literally just like, they're there. They're doing their thing. Their face is in the environment. And so it's FaceTime. But it's also just typically beyond normal work hours. You shouldn't be doing work past normal work hours unless you're getting paid for it. Oh, that's good. They're putting in so much FaceTime. They come in on the weekends. They're putting in the FaceTime. So, you know, the thing that we think of so much now when we think of FaceTime is the thing on your phones. If you got an Apple phone, you got FaceTime, which I really don't ever use. I you know, it's this like, I think that a lot of people do, but it's like, I don't need to see the people, you know, unless it's I got to show you something, or maybe it's good for kids. I think it is very cool for a lot of uses, but for me, I'm like, I barely want to be on the phone at all, let alone see you, or maybe I got to be doing something else while I'm having a phone conversation. FaceTime is not, it's not my favorite thing in the world, but sometimes it's fine. Sometimes you need it. Like, oh, you got to show me this thing on the camera so I can help you fix your technological problem. Boop, bloop, 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 bloop. Next is facetious. It's facet with an I-O-U-S. Adjective from 1599. Number one, joking or jesting, often inappropriately. And the synonym is waggish, which I have not heard of that. As in, just being facetious. And, you know, we go back a few words and we saw facetii or facetii, which is all about humorous writings or sayings. It's from the word jest. So, of course, facetious is all about, I'm just being a silly Billy. I'm just being facetious. Number two, that's what this podcast is. That's what me is. Just facetious. Number two, meant to be humorous or funny. Also, not serious. Yes, very much me. I'm very much not serious. Anything I say, if you think it was, what's the word? If you think it was disrespectful in some way, it was not. My first goal is to not be disrespectful, unless you're being disrespectful to me first. No, it's meant to be humorous or funny. If I say something stupid, it's probably just to be humorous or funny, to be facetious. And so that's what you should know about me. We have an example here. A facetious remark. Yep. Yep. What's an example of a facetious remark? You're stupid. I'm just being facetious. You're not really stupid. I'm just joking. I'm just pulling your leg. I'm jesting. I'm a jester. A synonym is the word witty. I mean, I don't think that jokes and things need to be witty to be funny necessarily, but clearly they're related etymologically. So maybe back in the day they were like, jokes got to be funny. Or maybe if you're making a joke, you are seen as witty, which we know is not always the case. Facetiously is an adverb, and facetiousness is a noun. I don't have as much facetiousness as I would like to, but I would like to be more silly and funny. Yep, it's all from jest. Boop, doop, boop, bloop, bloop, bloop. Face-to-face is next. Three words with hyphens. Adverb or adjective from the 14th century. Number one, within each other's sight or presence, as in met and talked face-to-face. Face-to-face the nation. Also as in a face-to-face consultation. It can't be done on Zoom. It can't be done on FaceTime. We need to have a face-to-face consultation when we are in sight of each other. I mean, I guess in some way, like a Zoom call can be face-to-face because you can literally see them, but you're not in their presence. You don't have their energy with you. You don't get to smell them. You don't get to touch their face. You're probably not going to touch their face anyway. But face-to-face is typically, you know, in person. You're getting that FaceTime with them. You can do face plants together. Let's do face plants together. Face-to-face, now we got number two, in or into direct contact or confrontation. Yes, sometimes it's about confrontation, as in came face-to-face with the problem. The problem is very ugly. It's got an ugly face, that problem. No, it's beautiful. It's beautiful because it is. Because everything is. Direct contact or confronting the thing. So this is not necessarily a person. Ooh, are you getting some weird artifacts in the video? I just saw them. I don't know if that's going to translate into the video. I guess we'll find out later. Yeah, I don't want to come face to face with any problems. Can I just ignore them? I love to ignore my problems. Bloop, 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 bloop. Next is face up. Face up. This one is one word, adverb from 1891, and it's just with the face up. If I'm laying down on my back, I would be face up because my face is pointing up. We had face down, didn't we? I believe we did, which is clearly the opposite. Spencer, why are you trying to think of more things to say for face up? I think it's pretty clear what it is. It's up. Your face is up. Bloop, 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 bloop. But next we have face up again. Two words. Intransitive verb from 1920. To confront or deal directly with someone or something previously avoided. And this is usually used with the word to, as in faced up. I added a sound. Faced up to my fears. Faced up to my fears. I'm gonna go face to face with my fears. So I'm going face up. I faced up to my fears when I put a camera and a microphone in front of my face. That's all about faces this time. Yeah, I don't know. What else? Let's just go on to the next word. I faced up my fears, faced up to my fears when I made myself sound like an idiot by making stupid sounds and talking all dumb. Showing my ignorance, showing my stupidity, showing my whatever. Okay, next word is face value. Two words. Noun from 1876. Number one, the value indicated on the face. And this is as of a postage stamp or a stock certificate. And I believe that there are so many other examples of what have their value indicated. You put a tag on a thing that says, this is the value. I bought a book here. I'll show you this book at another time. But it had a tag in it that had a value on it. Turned out the value was wrong because I think that they charged me half of that value. But that's the face value. Is that literally all it is? Is just the value shown on the face of the thing? That's where it came from. What's the face value of that dollar bill? Well, the dollar bill, the face of the dollar bill says one. So it's $1. Number two, the apparent value or significance. The apparent value or significance. It's apparently, it's this value, as in, if their remarks may be taken at face value. This one's more about the significance, the word significance, the apparent significance of their remarks. Well, they said that the dogs were brown, so I have to take that at face value. I have to take that at their apparent significance. They saw the dogs. I did not see the dogs. So they must be brown. One more word. It's fascia or fascia, spelled F-A-C-I-A. It is a variation of the number three definition of fascia, spelled F-A-S-C-I-A. Some people don't like the S there. And now, because I said the last word, I shall now tell you about a word of the episode. I'm gonna tell you about a word of the episode. There's so many words and syllables to make that into a song. Word of the episode. It's time to tell you about the word I liked. Today we had face off, face plant, face plate, facer, face saver, facet, facet, facetiae, FaceTime, facetious, face to face, face up, face up, face value, and fascia. Well, I believe the runner-up today will be faceplant, because it's just silly to watch people faceplant. You laugh, ha 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 ha, and then you say, oh, but now I'm going to help you. I will stop laughing, and now I will help you. But I believe the word of the episode today will be facetious, because it's just all about making jokes, and that's just what I want to do. I just want to be silly and not serious ever. I don't like to be serious. So let's be more facetious. Let's tell more jokes facetiously. Maybe kind of witty, yeah. All right, enough of the words. Now let's talk about maybe a couple of movies. Where did we leave off? We talked about all of those. Idea Man. Oh, this is the documentary about Jim Henson. It's kind of hard to put a whole life like that into like a 1.5 to 2 hour documentary. I think they did a pretty good job. They got through a whole lot of his life, but man, this probably could have been a 3-part documentary with all the things that he did if you really want to dig deep into it. But geez, he was an interesting guy. And lots of ideas. I also have lots of ideas, but I am not comparing myself to Jim Henson, because I am not doing anything with those ideas, first and foremost. That's the biggest difference right there. He just went for it. He did it. He had the kind of life where he could just, hey, I got an idea, I'm going to do it. And then his life just gradually went on, and he was able to have more people, more money, more things. But he was also a troubled man, just like everybody. Fascinating person, clearly, you know, changed the world in a lot of ways, and worth a watch, that movie. And then we'll talk about The Old Oak. The Old Oak is a very real feeling movie about immigrants coming into a town in England, a little town, and how the locals deal with that. And it's all surrounded, it's sort of focused on the owner of this old bar. Is it a restaurant too, or just a bar? It's a pub. The Old Oak is a pub, and it's just an interesting. And I think that there's a lot of locals, a lot of real non-actors in it, so it feels very real in that way. And it's just a beautifully sweet film, with some tough stuff as well. Okay, that's it. That's the end of the episode. Thank you very much for checking this out on the podcast, the YouTube, wherever you want. And until next time, this has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.